This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Guys, we've got another special interview for you today. We're joined by Jerry Milani of Wizard World. Jerry, how's it going?
Fabulous, fabulous.
Awesome. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us on today's show. Jerry, for
glad to be here.
Thank you. Jerry, for our listening audience, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about Wizard World. Where did it start, kind of its inception, and what does it entail?
Sure. Well, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, it's a pop culture festival. So we call it Comic-Con, but we really mean Pop Culture Con. So it's everything that you might love in the world of pop culture. It's movies, it's television, it's art, it's science fiction, it's comics, it's everything that fans love about their world, the world of pop culture, is all in celebrated in one place. So you'll have actors and celebrities from the sci-fi realm, but also not from the sci-fi realm. So our Nashville show coming up, we've got a reunion of the guys from Chips, Eric Estrada and Larry Wilcox. And we've got Jody Sweetin from Full House, but we also have Adam Baldwin from Firefly and, you know, Drake Bell from Drake and Josh. It's kind of like a mix of people from all different worlds of pop culture all in one place.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been checking it out. I've been following you guys for a long time, and I think that what you do is amazing. You have a tour each year that kind of expands throughout several cities, and I was just kind of wondering, for a city that, you know, isn't on your list, how can they kind of become a part of what you're doing and maybe host a con?
Yeah, well, the way we look at our cities is a bunch of different factors that go into it. One of the factors is, do we have another show in that region? Obviously, we need to geographically, you know, be as spread out as we can so that we can get as many different areas with the resources that we have. But also, is the city serviced by another show? Or sometimes that can work to the benefit. If there's a show that's successful in a city, then we know that it's a healthy environment for this kind of a show. You know, one place that we expanded a lot was in the Midwest this year. So we've done a show in Chicago for 18 years. And so folks who come to our Chicago show who are from Des Moines and from Madison and from Indianapolis said, hey, you should do a show here. You know, we'll come out. Yeah, we'll come to Chicago. We love it, but we'd really love to show you our hometown. So we visited the places. We ended up with shows in Des Moines and Madison and Indianapolis this year, and they were big hits. And so sometimes it's just kind of falling into the calendar properly. You know, there's a lot of factors that go in addition to, you know, needing to be in an area where we feel like there's a, you know, there's a market for it. It also has to fit our calendar. It has to fit the convention center calendar. It has to fit the convention center or the convention schedule as a whole. And so there's a lot of different factors in there. And we've expanded from 8 shows 2 years ago to 16 last year to 24 this year. So the expansion is, you know, is all around. And unless you're in somewhere in kind of like the, you know, the plains or out in kind of den, like that mid area out there, where we don't have a show yet in that area. But, you know, if you're on either coast or especially the Midwest or the Mid-South, Mid-Atlantic, we've got shows everywhere.
Absolutely, absolutely. And how can our listening audience get involved? I know, like a lot of cons, they do, they extend special, I guess, perks to like volunteers, or they accept volunteers. Does Wizard World do anything like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all part of what we do, and we try to keep, as many different options open for us. I mean, where the show has grown to the point that it's not just one thing to one person. It's a little bit of everything. Folks can come and, you know, you may come and enjoy one aspect of the show, and you might come with someone who enjoys something else. So we're always looking for new ways to improve what we're doing, yes.
Absolutely, okay. And I know that it's kind of right now, pop culture, specifically comic books and sci-fi, are huge. Now, recently, Steven Spielberg said that he felt that the comic book, I guess, genre, or it would kind of go the way that Westerns went, you know, I guess, in the late 80s or 90s. What is your take on that? Do you think that, you know, as a person that works so closely with pop culture, comic books, do you think that comic books will, you know, kind of become a thing of the past soon, or do you think the momentum will you know, keep steady.
Well, they sure have been going on for a long time. I mean, we're talking about comic books going back 50, 60, 70 years, the popularity, and you look at what has happened with comic books, the stories, and the just the what happens in a comic book. It's almost like the storyboard for a movie, and movie executives are taking even small kind of, I don't want to say a throwaway comic, but it's almost like that, like Guardians of the Galaxy,
right,
which was
right.
not a comic that had any name value to it. It wasn't the Spider-Man, Superman, Batman that would have that automatic, oh, I got to go see it. It's Superman. It's Guardians of the Galaxy, which no one had ever heard of. And
right.
made a terrific, fantastic movie out of it. And to me, there's still 100 more titles like that that maybe, you know, they were semi-popular or only popular with a niche group as a comic book, but as long as big movies are going to be made from them, you know, comic books are going to go on forever.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I mean, there's just such a plethora of material out there from, you know, even smaller companies, you know, like Kingstone and Boom Comics. And I mean, just there's so many. I heard Valiant Entertainment is actually throwing their hat into the ring for a silver screen adaptation. So I think the playing field is wide open, and you know, I think we'll definitely see more of it.
Yeah, the opportunities are there, and again, the stories, and then if you take a great story and you put together, you know, a great screenplay and great acting and great, you know, selection of cast, great casting, which a movie like Guardians had, that yes, what you come out with is the surprise hit, surprise number one of last year.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Jerry, where can our listening audience just find out more about Wizard World and kind of like what's going on with you guys and keep abreast of the great things that are happening?
Yeah, one great way is to visit our website, wizardworld.com, regularly. Another way, more passively, but still also a good informational, is on that page we have a newsletter sign up, and you can sign up for our newsletter, and once a week you'll get an update either on the show in your area, or you can pick different areas and get as many of them as you want, or just kind of a national general, hey, here's what's happening coming up on our shows. So it's a good way to kind of, you know, once a week kind of just peer through and maybe remind you to go to the site and look up, you know, what's happening on the show, because we're always adding people to shows. We have 5 shows coming up now, or actually 7 shows coming up in the next 9 weeks. So things are happening all the time. People who are coming to our shows, celebrities are coming, are going, you know, when's the next one you can sign me up for? So we're trying to, you know, do the best we can.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Jerry, I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
No, just that we, you know, our mantra has always been for the fans, for the fans. Give the fans the best show we can. So we really, you know, just want some people to check it out. If there's one in your area, if you're not sure, you know, we have a couple other ways you can check it out. We have Con TV, which is a new digital network that we have that you can check out on Roku or on your computer or on iTunes or other places, and just that gives you a little sampling of what we've got too. But I think, you know, if you think of it just as comics, just as Comic-Con, then I think that's where, you know, you limit yourself, where it's really, it's more than that. It's Pop Culture Con, and there can be something for everyone.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Jerry.
You got it.
Guys, that was Jerry Milani. He's the Public Relations Director for Wizard World. Check out Wizard World. We're going to put a link on the bottom of this page. You can click over to that link, and you can learn more about Wizard World and all the great, great shows that they have. If you're listening to this interview on SoundCloud, check us out on our website. It's www.wittenradio.com. And we're also on your phone. If you have an Apple iPhone or an Android, you can download from the app stores. The Stitcher Smart Radio app, it's free of charge. You download that app and just search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Jerry as well as many, many others.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.